Your first order of business is to call Mr. Bricklin. Okay. This is Sue Tanner, the Seattle Hearing Examiner. Mr. Bricklin is to be attending a pre-hearing conference by telephone.
Okay. Hold on a moment and I'll connect you.
Thank you. Mr. Bricklin, this is Sue Tanner. We are all here. You are just now making an appearance for the appellants, and we'll have everybody else put their appearances on the record now. So starting to my right.
My name is Jonathan Mark.
Randolph Armston with Protect Volunteer Park.
Could you speak up just a little bit? He needs to be able to hear you.
Jonathan, you want to go again?
Yes, Jonathan Mark with Protect Volunteer Park.
Randolph Armston with Protect Volunteer Park.
Okay.
Josh Johnson with SDCI.
Daniel Mitchell, representing the city from the Seattle City Attorney's Office.
Amit Ranaday for Seattle Art Museum.
And Abby Deweese for the Seattle Art Museum.
Okay, everybody's going to have to remember to speak up, because when the person isn't in the room, it's hard to remember. So the first question I have for the respondents are, does anyone have any questions about the issues? Are they pretty clear? No questions? All right.
No questions.
Okay, then let's move on to, I need to ask you about how many witnesses you're going to be needing to call. Mr. Bricklin, how many do you anticipate, and especially how many expert witnesses?
Well, we're still, of course, working on that, but... I would think we're probably looking at somewhere between 3/4 of a day of testimony.
Okay. Do you have any ideas about expert witnesses as far as what type you may be calling, or what expertise they may have?
Well, yes. Well, let me back up one step, Madam Examiner. We're hoping that this case can be resolved clear legal issue here. I don't know if you've probably reviewed our petition. There's really not an issue as to whether there are significant impacts associated with the project in the cities. The document states that there are significant impacts. The issue is whether those significant impacts will necessarily be reduced to less than significant levels as a result of the review board process. So when you're asking me about witnesses, I'm not necessarily contemplating a need to present witnesses to demonstrate that there are significant impacts associated with this proposal, but I believe the city's already conceded this, the department's already conceded that. And so when I tell you, so when you ask me then even more specifically, you know, what areas of expertise would be necessary, again, I don't know that I need any, given the concession that the department has already made. If my assessment of all that is incorrect, and we, for some reason, do need to present evidence as to the impacts that are significant, we would anticipate presenting evidence about the impacts to the historic resources in the park and the building itself. It's probably the primary environmental impact concern, and we have multiple
thank you for that, just in case the summary judgment motion isn't granted in total. Okay, and when do you plan to bring a motion soon?
Yes, I would like, yeah, I was hoping we could talk about that.
All right, we'll talk about schedule. All right. As far as the respondents go, does anyone else have motions that they plan to bring?
The city is definitely contemplating bringing motion at this time. We have not.
What type of motion? To dismiss a summary judgment?
Essentially a summary judgment motion.
Okay, on the same basis, only the reverse of Mr. Bricklin?
That's correct.
Okay, all right. And how about for the applicant?
The applicant is also planning to file a dispositive motion. Certainly on the landmark question.
Can you hear him, Mr. Bricklin?
I can, just barely.
Is this better?
It probably wouldn't be because he's not in the room.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
But do speak up.
Are these live? Or?
Yes, they're live, but only in the room.
I see.
And the speakers are back there.
Fair enough. So, yes, the applicant is planning to file a dispositive motion, certainly on the landmark preservation issue. I suppose, given what we've heard from Mr. Bricklin, I have a question about paragraph 7 of the notice. Perhaps a clarification of what is it. You asked earlier if we have any questions about the issues.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't, but now I do, having heard what we just heard.
Okay, let's go to paragraph 7 then. That we're talking about traffic, parking, height, bulk, and scale, all of that.
That's correct. So this paragraph alleges significant adverse impacts in those areas, which is factually contrary to what is in the threshold determination. So I'm just trying to square those. The city did not concede adverse impacts to traffic, as I read it, parking, et cetera, et cetera. So if we're, I could have some clarification there.
Mr. Bricklin, do you want to respond to that? That wasn't included in your motion for summary judgment that you plan to bring.
So if the city is not, if I'm wrong about the city's already conceded that there are significant impacts and that legal issue is dispositive, I guess we would be compelled to put on a case that documents the significant impacts. And while I think the primary focus of that would be the significant impacts on the park and the building, we would probably also, or we at least, I would like to leave open the option of presenting some testimony about these other impacts as well.
Okay, so should we?
I would hope to avoid all that.
Okay. Should we set up a schedule for the summary judgment motions and then figure out from there whether we go to hearing and if so what the issues are that remain? I mean, that seems to be sort of the logical progression that I see.
I think that sounds like a good way to proceed.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about some scheduling dates here. how soon, Mr. Bricklin, did you plan to file your motion?
I could probably get it filed in 2 weeks.
All right. So by the 25th of April?
Uh-huh.
And how about the motions on the other side?
Could we perhaps, since they're apparently the flip side of our motion, perhaps have a briefing schedule where both sides file opening briefs on one day, the 25th perhaps, and then both sides file rebuttal briefs at some time thereafter, and then
right.
We're done.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so...
That's why I'm asking about timing from them.
If I could propose, so it'd be cross motions, basically.
Right.
If we could do May 1st, that would be better for us. That's another week.
By me.
You're the applicant.
The dispositive cross motions would be filed on May 1st. We were going to propose 2 weeks for the responsive briefing, so May 15th, and then another week after that for reply briefing, which is May 22nd. That's sort sort of the summary judgment timing, if that works for everyone.
Does that work for you, Mr. Brooklyn?
Well, I have two issues there. One is, I think if we file opening briefs, both sides put their cards on the table there, and then rebuttal briefs, I don't know that we need a third round. So I would hope that we could just do this in two rounds. Second, if the briefing is complete on May 15th or 22nd either way, I'm not sure how soon thereafter you get a decision out, but that seems like it's getting very close to the dates that have been proposed for the hearing on the merits. Perhaps we can...
We'd need to change that.
We'll push that further back. So
right.
That'll be okay.
I'm going to go ahead and allow the replies, but I would like them in by the 19th. And then let's go ahead and just grab a date on the calendar in June for the hearing in case we need it. Yes?
I just in the interest of disclosure on the dispositive motions, I sort of feel compelled to say we're not just going to, if we may also include a standing argument in our motion. I'd want to.
Did you hear that, Mr. Brooklyn?
I did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We may or may not. We don't know yet.
Okay. And how about for the city?
That would be the only motion.
Timing is okay.
Timing.
All right.
Yes. If we're working with a May 1st, May 15th, and May 19th.
All right.
Schedule.
All right. And you said the only motion would be what?
Oh, just the summary judgment, the flip side
of the historic.
Mr. Brooklyn's proposed motion.
Okay. All right. So let's look at dates in June, just in case. Let's see. June 6, 7, and 12 are open. Could everybody look at their calendars and see if that works? Any of those work?
We could make 7 work. We could also...
Right. I have a court appeals argument on the 6th. 7th works for me, and the 12th works for me.
Okay. We have potential witnesses that are not available on the 12th, so we could make the 7th work.
Okay. City?
I think that would be fine.
Okay.
June 7th.
All right. Let's go ahead and set the date then for June 7th. See, with this type of an arrangement, I guess there's not much else that we need to cover. Does anyone have something else that we do need to cover?
Just will we be exchanging witness lists at some point?
You will.
And
did you want to set up a date for that now, or I can just arbitrarily do it?
That's fine.
Okay.
If you want to
just... Or you know, you can all get together and tell me what it is.
It's more your concern than mine. Yeah, no, we don't have a strong feeling about that. And will you want pre-hearing briefs?
I would prefer post-hearing briefs,
okay, that's also fine.
What?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to just set deadlines yourself for that and work?
I'll do that at the hearing.
Yeah.
And the reason I do is because a lot of times we can narrow it a great deal once the hearing has happened to, you know, a couple of issues or something. Okay. Anything else from you, Mr. Brooklyn, that we need to talk about today?
Yes. Well, actually, and I think this is also from the applicant. We received yesterday a letter from the applicant council requesting information regarding who are the members of my client organization and other issues related to their internal affairs. And I think their objectionable request for information, we don't intend to respond to them. Whether they need to file a motion requesting leave to submit them, or whether I need to file a motion to block them, but one way or the other, if they're intent on pursuing that one way or another, it's going to have to get addressed by you.
We have a copy of the letter.
The letter for you, Madam Attorney Examiner.
So this is a discovery request?
It is, and it gets to the standing question. We'd like to see organizational documents. This is not a registered organization with the Secretary of State, so... we have no information about what kind of organization it is or who the members are. And obviously that goes directly to the question of standing, and so it is discoverable, relevant, whatever standard you want to use.
Okay, Mr. Brooklyn, so you'll need to respond to this, whether it's just requesting a protective order or responding to parts and not other. You're going to need to respond to it in writing.
Okay. All right. So when you say respond, state my objection.
Yes.
For them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right, and then in the standard form of a motion, so you've got 7 days.
Okay.
I'm considering this a motion.
Okay.
All right.
So 7 days from today.
Right. Okay, anything else?
Yes, I'm Randolph Ermston. About some of our witness, we are at quite a distance and wonder if we could use conferencing for their testimony.
Right.
We can do it telephonically. We can probably by that time do it through video as well. When it's just telephonic, I don't really care for it because I want the witnesses to be seen. But we should be able to do video conferencing
Great.
By that time.
That would be helpful.
Any objections on the other side?
Nope.
All right.
Yeah, we have one more question
okay.
about the appeal statement. It
yes.
references a letter. It's called the Olmstead letter in the appeal statement, and it says it was to be attached. I've checked with the examiner's clerk, and it wasn't attached. So we'd request that it's excluded, but barring that, we'd like clarification on what letter that is.
We'll provide a copy of that.
I'm not going to exclude it. Go ahead and provide it, and can you do that within the 7 days, if not sooner?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Questions, issues to be discussed? All right. Then thank you very much, Mr. Brooklyn. Thank you for joining us. And I'm going to.
Thank you for allowing me to do it this way.
It's fine. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, this is your.
Yeah, of course.
There's a conference room right around the corner here. We can pop it.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.